The monkey-tailed skink is up to 50 times heavier than your average skink, and is the world's largest. Most skinks spend their lives on the ground, but not this monster. This is the only skink to possess a prehensile tail. And unlike nearly all other skinks, which dine on insects, this gentle giant is entirely vegetarian. As in New Guinea, there are no monkeys on these islands, so this skink simply filled the gap in the market and branched out. It even forms social bonds with other monkey-tailed skinks, a rare characteristic among reptiles of any description. This skink may be an oddity, but that is exactly why it thrives here. For a leaf eater, these islands are paradise. For others, though, life can be a little harder. Islanders only succeed by making the most of what's around them. Even spiders have their uses. On Santa Catalina Island in the Solomons, a fisherman prepares to go fishing. He seeks out a particular spider web, one that is strong and intricately spun. The fish he's after can't be caught on hooks. Their mouths are too narrow, so he has to be creative. No rod or reel, just a kite. And the spider silk wound into a lure. The spider silk lure hangs below the kite, flitting across the water like an insect. Now he must steer the kite to where he thinks the fish are gathered. Somewhere just beneath the surface, shoals of needlefish lie in wait. He keeps a close eye on the kite. If it drops, a fish is snared. No hook is needed. The sharp teeth and rough scales of the needlefish are tangled in the spider silk. It's clever, it's effective, and many fish can be caught in this way. Their ability to adapt and find food both on land and at sea was crucial to the survival of the Pacific's first human colonizers. But it wasn't all plain sailing. The Pacific's more remote islands were some of the last places on Earth to be discovered by humans. And the island chain of Hawaii is the remotest of them all. These islands are so hard to reach that before humans arrived, only one new species of plant or animal turned up here every 35,000 years. For those lucky few that made it, this was a land of milk and honey. This bird's beak is perfect for sipping nectar from tubular flowers. It's an i'iwi, a long-billed honeycreeper only found in Hawaii. But when blown to these shores 4 million years ago, its ancestors looked very different. Those first Hawaiian honeycreepers were finch-like with short bills, perhaps.